So, no matter how much one has sila, it cannot be perfect without panya.
Correct. And dana can never be perfect without sotapatthana.
So, develop panya right now.
Right. But also, one cannot develop to the point of Lokottara Jnana for the first time.
Not yet.
Without
from
dana, without
moment.
Sila.
Yes, but we have talked about dana and sila before, and now it's time to develop panya.
Okay.
To understand reality.
But the approaches are vastly different. I'm coming from the emptiness school, okay? So the emptiness school deals with how to negate ways in which objects do not exist, because for people of that accumulation, people tend to grasp onto these things as being real. It's a constant process of negating how phenomena do not exist, because the true existence factor is the most difficult extreme for many people to overcome.
Okay? How about an understanding or experiencing as it actually is the reality that appears at the present moment?
That's what I'm here to learn. Okay?
Right. That is, I would say, a definition of right view.
I would agree with that, too.
Right.
Excuse me, before I go out for a cigarette break, I just wanted to... No, I wanted to comment on the idea that we are speaking different languages here. I'm not really speaking either language, although I'm more familiar with the language that's being used by the group here. And this isn't a criticism of the language you're using, but I think if we come to a situation like this to perhaps learn about the language that's being spoken, I'll go on my experience. When I first moved to Japan, for about 2 years, I only listened, and it helped me learn Japanese very, very quickly. And I think listening to learn another language, to be able to communicate in that language, is really, really important.
That's why I've been spending these past several months on DSG and really trying to internalize that presentation mode. I've exerted some very diligent efforts to try to understand the Theravada presentation of understanding realities in this particular moment. And now that I'm actually having to do it in real time, without the ability to sit back and consider and debate, cogitate on how to phrase things, it's going to take me some time to kind of get used to that, okay? So keep in mind, I have made real efforts, and you've seen my copy of the Visuddhimagga, okay?
One other thing before you escape for your cigarette break, Bruce, just to make you work for it. You mentioned that it still sounds, especially when we talk about Chaitanya, it still sounds rather prescriptive or deterministic to you. I would just like you to raise that issue and then to hear Kunsuchin's response to it.
Yes, it does, and that's the question. If nothing can be done, if we can't do anything, if we have no way of changing realities because realities are all based on conditions beyond our control, how do we decide anything? And is it not all deterministic?
Because there is no we, no I.
But there is decision.
So then how does Chaitanya performance function?
Urging the Chaitasika, which arise together with Chaitanya.
But how does Chaitanya urge on? I mean, in what way?
Chaitanya arises with each citta, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even at the moment of birth, consciousness also has Chaitanya. What Chaitanya does at that moment?
Well, that's what I'm trying to ask. I'm trying to ask what the Abhidhamma definition of how Chaitanya performs that function of choosing to...
One usually think of Chaitanya only when it's Kusala Chaitanya or Akusala Chaitanya.
Mm-hmm.
But what about Chaitanya which arises with Vipaka and Kriya Citta? The first moment of life, birth consciousness, there is Chaitanya.
Okay.
What does it do at that moment?
That's what I'm asking. I'm asking these questions.
So if one does not know yet about the characteristic of all realities, because I listen to story a lot, concept a lot, but what interests me is reality of this moment, because so real. So if there is any way that I can understand more about reality of this moment, I think that I can develop right understanding of each moment, which later on there would be the perfect understanding of there is no self, there are only absolute realities. But it's not just the idea of thinking that is absolute or not absolute, ultimate or not ultimate.
Okay. I just want to ask one question in terms of the point of practicing understanding right realities right now. Obviously, it is to terminate dukkha, right, permanently.
By what?
To become arahat.
Yeah, by not self. By what?
Not self, of course.
By. And then if not self, by what?
So I guess the question is this. Does it really matter if one approaches, say, from the emptiness direction, if it brings one to look
that
without a
wisdom? That is theory.
Wisdom?
That is theory and concept. What about the understanding of reality?
Ajahn, can you give us your understanding of right understanding?
It's a reality, Chaitasika, which understands reality as it is.
Yata Buddha Dasanyana.
Can it arise now? Right understanding. Because there is no one here. There are only citta, cetasika, and rupa. And rupa cannot understand. And citta itself is the faculty which experiences or cognizes the object only. The sole agent of function is that.
Can you say that the citta is neutral? Does the citta understand or the cetasika?
Cetasika.
Cetasika understands.
That's why there are, we can say that there are 52 cetasika and one citta. So altogether 53 nama, which experience an object. Sometimes we plus citta and 52 cetasika. So the number is 53.
Wait, why is it 53? What's the last one?
Because the citta itself, no matter it arises with what type of cetasika, its sole function is just experiencing.
Oh, so citta is actually considered part of cetasika?
No, not at all.
What Ajahn is saying is that sometimes nama are classified as 53.
Okay.
That is the 52 cetasikas
plus
citta as the 53rd.
Nama. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Other times, citta is classified as being of so many different kinds, but one of the ways of classifying nama is 52 cetasikas plus citta being 53.
I see, okay, okay.
And the explanation is that because the cetasikas are all different, but the primary function of citta is only one, that is to experience the object.